A former contractor working to remove a capsized ship from the St. Simon Sound is suing the Coast Guard. Federal law requires ship operators to have a contract in place for cleanup in case of an accident. For the Golden Ray, that contractor was Don John Smith, who planned to remove the ship in small sections. Now, the ship's owners have decided to go with a company that will remove the capsized vessel in large pieces. The Coast Guard has approved it. Don John Smith says the switch violates the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, and the new plan could be disastrous for the environment. Two similar removals of other ships led to pollution of the surrounding water. The Coast Guard says the regulations were followed closely, and the ship's owner opted for large section removal because it's faster. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.